From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says Palestinians will make every effort to obtain a peace agreement with Israel within 1 year. As Linda Fasulo reports, Abbas spoke to world leaders at the UN General Assembly today while direct talks with Israel continue.
Abbas has often warned that he would break off talks with Israel if new settlement building was allowed to resume on the West Bank. But in his UN speech, the Palestinian leader refrained from making any direct threat to do so. However, he did make clear that a halt to construction would be necessary for negotiations to succeed. Abbas said Israel must choose between peace and the continuation of settlements. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has been urging the Palestinians not to walk out of talks while calling on Israel to extend a moratorium on new construction that expires on Sunday. Reports indicate that some settlers have moved building equipment to a site inside the West Bank in anticipation of an end to the freeze. For NPR News, I'm Linda Fasulo in New York.
The administrator for Gulf Coast Claims says he's speeding up payments to those affected by the BP oil spill. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports today's announcement comes on the heels of criticism from residents and businesses.
Kenneth Feinberg, who heads the fund charged with helping victims of the Gulf of Mexico oil spill, says he's heard complaints that relief payments have been too slow. He's been under fire from Florida officials and from the Obama administration, which has called the pace of filing claims unacceptable. In a news release, Feinberg announced he'll make the program more efficient, more accelerated, and more generous. He says claims by victims of the spill will now be reviewed by more specific and uniform standards. Earlier this week, he told victims he will no longer subtract the wages they earned while cleaning up the oil spill from their claims of lost revenues. Feinberg's office says in the past month it's paid out more than $400 million to victims of the disaster. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
President Obama calls the Republicans' newly presented pledge to America nothing new.
It's grounded in the same worn-out philosophy. Cut taxes for millionaires and billionaires, cut the rules for Wall Street and the special interests, and cut the middle class loose to fend for itself. That's not a prescription for a better future. It's an echo of a disastrous decade we can't afford to relive.
In his weekly address, the president says he's promoting growth to generate jobs. In the Republican address, Congressman Kevin McCarthy of California asserts the GOP's plan offers a new direction.
It offers a new way forward that hasn't been tried in Washington. An approach focused on cutting spending, which is sadly a new idea for Congress, accustomed to always accelerating it.
Republicans and Democrats are heating up the rhetoric in advance of midterm elections. This is NPR News. A UN aid agency working on flood relief in Pakistan says severe flooding is continuing in parts of the southern province of Sindh. The BBC's Marianne Lancettle reports the agency says more than 1 million houses there have been destroyed or damaged.
The United Nations says that an aerial survey of the Muncha Lake area in Sindh shows that many people are still stranded with their livestock on numerous islands created by the floodwaters. Further south, the water is taking longer than expected to recede. Though many people in the northern provinces of Khyber Pashtunkhwa and Gilgit are returning to their villages, the UN says there are concerns over whether they can be supplied with enough food and aid before winter begins.
The BBC's Marianne Lansettle. Meanwhile, the National Weather Service has issued flood warnings in parts of South Dakota, Minnesota, and much of Wisconsin. Meteorologist Ashley Sears says water levels won't fall significantly until the middle of next week.
The water is still up. It's still above flood stage, but it is slowly coming down, and that will start to spread across from west to east across the state, and hopefully in our area, in the southeast area, we should be seeing the waters coming down by midweek.
The upper Midwest of the U.S. is dealing with some of the worst flooding in years. Much of Central America is being lashed by heavy rains and gusty winds, the remnants of Tropical Storm Matthew, which is now a tropical depression. Belize and Honduras have canceled storm warnings. The National Hurricane Center warns, though, even as the system weakens, it could produce life-threatening flash floods and mudslides across the region. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
Support for